Good evening. I want to welcome everyone to the call. And so we're going to get started right on time. And what we have prepared first is Chris is going to talk for a little bit and give you some information, mostly around the topic at hand, which is fear. And then I'm going to come back on in a little bit and give you all the logistics and all the information you need to work yourself through the program over the next 30 days. So I'm going to turn the call over to Chris right now, and I'll be back in probably 20, 25 minutes.
Okay, hello everyone. First of all, welcome to the kickoff call. I am really fired up to get this thing started. I want to say first of all that a lot of sweat went into this, into creating it, and a lot of decisions, tough decisions as to what to actually include in this coaching system. And ultimately, what we're hoping for is in the next 30 days, all of you are going to take this opportunity to step out of your comfort zone, do some of the different things in your business that you've been fearful of in the past, and use this as the opportunity to sort of move yourself up and take yourself to the next level. I'm looking forward to working the program with all of you. Nancy's looking forward to working the program with all of you. We're looking forward to the success that we're going to see in our business as a result of stepping out of our comfort zone, and we're really looking forward to hearing about all of your successes as you work through the 30 days and you step out of your comfort zone. The first thing that I want to talk a little bit about, we sent all the audios, not all of them, but some of them, and the first four calls are on there, and when I listen to the audios or the sales calls that I was making, and for those of you that don't know, what I'm doing is I'm actually going out into my territory, getting out of my comfort zone during my job, during the day, and I'm actually recording these calls, and I'm actually using the tools that we're teaching in this coaching system to push through my own fear. And again, what I realized is when I played those first four sales calls back, it wasn't really clear what tool I was using, so I want to explain that to you first of all. On those first calls, I was using a process called story versus reality. And what I teach and what I would say what we teach is that it's not the actual call that's creating our fear, it's the story we're telling ourselves about the call. It's that inner voice that triggers, that tells us all the different reasons why we shouldn't be making these calls. So what I did was I picked four different calls that I had been procrastinating on in my own business. And before the call, I actually talked a little bit about my story. Here's what my gremlin's saying. Here's what my inner voice is saying. You know, let me get that out, share it with all of you, and then go in, make the call, and then come back and talk about what the actual result was. And it was pretty astounding to see the difference between what my inner voice was telling me and what the actual results were. Now, the bonus that comes from this, when you start to take action and you start to act in spite of your fear, is you get a huge boost in your self-esteem. So what I want you to think about, especially in the next 30 days, is I want you to start to redefine how you view success. In other words, I think we're all programmed to view it in terms of outcome. You know, we're all worried about how much are we going to sell, how much business are we going to bring in. But in the next 30 days, I want you to start to define your success in terms of action. Try to detach yourself from the outcome. Stop worrying so much about whether a person is going to tell you yes. Stop worrying about whether a person is going to buy from you. And start to focus on just going out, executing the action. And if you take the action, I want you to applaud yourself. I want you to reward yourself. If you go out and say tomorrow you make the decision to make two or three calls that you wouldn't have made had you not been in this coaching system, regardless of the outcome that you get, I want you to go in, I want you to post it to the blog, and I want you to tell us about it. Tell us that you did it. Because if you continue to take that action, the results are going to come. So again, redefine how you look at success, and let's start to define it in terms of action rather than in terms of result. Okay, the other thing that I found on those four calls is that I'm a big fan of using mantras. We are all aware of the fact that we have an inner voice. We're all aware of the fact that the inner voice oftentimes is giving us counterproductive messages, telling us all the reasons why we should be afraid, why we should be fearful. And what I like to use, and it's a really simple method, is mantras. And if you go to, I think it's approximately page 15 in your workbook, I talk a little bit about those. And a mantra is simply a statement that you can use to sort of counteract your gremlin, or the monster in your mind that's telling you not to take action. One of my favorite ones is I say, I focus on what I want. I focus on what I want. I focus on what I want. I just repeat that in my mind over and over and over again when I hear myself starting to talk myself out of making a particular call. What ends up happening is that just regenerates. It just recreates a different focus for me, and then I can go on in and I can get myself to make the call. You know, I read a statistic once a long time ago, and it said that in the course of a day, we talk to ourselves approximately 50,000 times. And the interesting part of that statistic is that about 80% of that self-talk is negative. I'm going to say that again. We talk to ourselves about 50,000 times per day, and about 80% of that self-talk is negative. So it's no wonder that we're fearful. So what we're trying to do here is we're trying to give you tools to actually counteract that, counteract your inner voice, start to reprogram your inner voice so you can start telling yourself very empowering things rather than disempowering things. The other one that I use often, and this is so tremendously simple, but it works, and I know some of you are already using this, is I just say to myself, don't think, don't think, don't think, don't think, don't think, don't think. I repeat it over and over and over again. And it's at that same time, it's at that moment when I hear myself starting to talk myself out of making a call. I'll immediately go, don't think, don't think, don't think, don't think, don't think. And at that moment, I'm picking up my telephone, I'm dialing, don't think, don't think, don't think, don't think, don't think. The person answers the phone, and now I'm on the call. In the training, I often tell a story about, I'm horrified, I'm very afraid of heights. And not too long ago, myself and Nancy, we had to clean our windows at the house, and she had cleaned most of them, quite frankly, and I, because I'm afraid of heights. But there was one window that was in a really bad place where we had to put the ladder sort of next to the stairs, and you had to get up the ladder, and then you had to lean way over to the right and clean the window. And all I can think about is, my gosh, if something happened to her, I'd never be able to live with myself. So I told her to come down, and she handed me the stuff, and she was the cleaning supplies, and she's like, are you sure you want to do this? And I said, yeah. And I just started up the ladder, and as I'm walking up the ladder, I'm just going, don't think, don't think, don't think, don't think. I leaned over to clean the window, don't think, don't think, don't think. I just kept repeating it over and over and over again. I was able to clean the window and come on down and actually get myself to take that action. So mantras are really simple to use, and they're very powerful. But the first step is having that awareness. And the awareness is, realize that it's your mind. It's the thought. It's that negative self-talk that you have going. It's that disempowering self-talk that you are executing that's causing you to become fearful and causing you to shut down. So start to use the mantras. Create some for yourself. I know in the workbook we have a few that we like. I know Suck It Up Princess is on the list, and that happens to be one of Nancy's favorites to use. But again, my two favorites are I focus on what I want, and don't think, don't think, don't think, don't think. The other statistic I want to share with you, and some of you I've shared this with already, but some haven't. The percentage of what we worry about actually happening. The percentage is 90%, or just over 90% of what we worry about never happens. Just over 90%, and this has been researched, just over 90% of what we worry about never happens. So think about how often you're worried about making calls. You're worried about getting this horrible rejection or somebody yelling at you or viewing you in a particular way. I want you to remind yourself, especially again for these next 30 days, that over 90% of what we worry about never happens. So we're wasting our time with that particular emotion. Nance, do you want to add anything to any of that? Or?
Good right now.
All right, good for now. All right, let's move on. I think what I'm going to talk about now is, as Nancy promised, I want to talk a little bit about fear itself. Again, this whole program is designed to get all of us to push through our fear, get out of our comfort zone, and then see really positive results as a result of the actions that we're taking. And several years ago, just before I was going through my divorce, I was really in a tough time in my life. A lot of things are not going so well. And to put it lightly, I was extremely fearful. And it was because I was contemplating leaving my marriage. And if any of you have ever been through that, it's an extremely horrifying situation to go through. You're worried about, you know, what's going to happen with the kids, what's going to happen with the house, what's going to happen with me. You know, you're just going on and on and on and on and on, and you get lost my life that triggered me going out and buying a book, and I'm going to recommend a book to you, to all of you, and I hope that if you haven't read this, you'll take the time to go ahead and pick it up. The title of the book is Feel the Fear and Do It Anyway. Feel the Fear and Do It Anyway. And the author is a woman named Susan Jeffers. And in her book, she talks about what she refers to as the five truths of fear. And I want to share all of those with you because this was sort of the first step for me. Learning these items about fear was the first thing that really triggered my interest in the topic. And this was really the first step for me as far as learning how to manage the fear in my life. Notice I didn't say get rid of the fear in my life, but I said manage the fear in my life. So let's go right to the first truth. The fear truth number one goes like this. The fear will never go away as long as I continue to grow. I'll say it again. The fear will never go away as long as I continue to grow. Now, for some of you, that might not be such good news. Maybe some of you were waiting for, you know, me to fire the silver bullet that would get rid of all the fear or have a magic wand and wave it away. But the truth of the matter is, as long as we're growing, as long as we're expanding ourselves, you know, in our personal lives and our business, fear is always going to be part of that. And as we get to different levels, we're forced to confront fear over and over and over again. So what I'm suggesting to all of you is to stop spending so much time worrying about how we're going to get rid of it and start to realize that fear is part of the process. Fear is part of growth. Fear is part of expansion. And when you find yourself in a fearful situation, realize that that is your opportunity to grow. It's your opportunity to move yourself to the next level. It's your opportunity to expand your comfort zone. One of myself and Nancy's favorite phrases is your comfort zone equals your money zone. So the larger you can get your comfort zone, the more money you're going to make, the more successful you're going to be. But stop worrying about getting rid of the fear. Welcome it, view it as a call of action, and don't let it paralyze you anymore. And whether you let fear paralyze you or not is simply up to you. But again, stop working so hard on trying to get rid of it. Welcome it. Welcome the emotion, and remember that it's how you respond to the emotion that will determine your success. It's how you respond. So fear truth number two, it goes like this. The only way to get rid of the fear of doing something is to go out and do it. The only way to get rid of the fear of doing something is to go out and do it. And this is so true. I remember, believe it or not, some of you might not know this about me, my biggest fear when I left college was public speaking. Here I am right now. I go out, you know, I make a significant chunk of my living doing public speaking. But way back then, I'll tell you what, the last day of college, I had to do a presentation where I had to present these masculinist and feminist articles that I had read from an English book. And I had to get up in front of the class and do this. I was so nervous that I actually threw up in my car. And that's legitimate truth. I threw up on the way to school. So think about this. Think about that is where I was, and think about where I am now. And tell yourself, hey, I promise you that if I can do it, you can do it. If I can go from that level of fear of public speaking to where I am now, you can actually act in spite of your fear as well. If you're afraid of introducing yourself to new people, introducing your business or your opportunity or promoting yourself or promoting your products, just remember that action, taking action, doing what it is that you're fearful of, is the only cure. The only surefire cure for anxiety is action. I want to tell you one more story, and this one's near and dear to me, because all of you that know me know how much I love to train and know how much I love to share information. The first time I was asked by my former employer to conduct training, they asked me about 3 days or 4 days before the training was to take place. So it was a last-minute thing. Somebody had backed out on them. And what happened was I realized that the only reason I would have said no was fear. So when I realized that, given that I had known a little bit about the topic at that time, I decided that I wasn't going to let fear stop me, and I was going to actually go and do that training. Well, the end result was, at the end of the 2 days, my life was different. It was a life-changing event for me. All my goals for my career changed. My dreams for the future changed. My mission in life changed. Everything made sense after I did those trainings, because when I was doing those trainings, it wasn't work. I lost track of time. I was just completely in my zone. I loved it, loved it, loved it. And from that moment on, I started pursuing being a professional trainer. So the question I have for all of you is, how many life-changing experiences are you missing out on today because you're sitting on the sideline? You're making the decision not to take action. You're sitting on the sideline instead. What do you want to add, Nance? Go ahead.
I just wanted to reiterate that I, too, had a fear of public speaking so severe that when I never threw up in my car. However, I got the shakes, I got the sweat, I had the, you know, catch in the throat that when I would speak it felt like, you know, I couldn't breathe. And I so wanted to be a trainer and a consultant, and I waited for years for the fear to go away because I thought that's how it worked, that someday I would be competent. Someday I would know enough, and then the fear of public speaking would go away. So I waited for a couple of years, and then I finally went through a training program that taught me the same thing, that the fear doesn't go away until you actually take the action and you do what you're afraid of. So I set out on a path, and for a couple of years, I spoke, you know, anywhere I could. I got as many speaking engagements as I could. I was nervous for every single one of them. But I just kept pushing through to the point where now the let's say the average speaking engagement or the average training doesn't make me nervous anymore. But the if you're sitting around waiting for confidence, if you're sitting around waiting for the fear of something to go away, unfortunately, that's not what makes it go away.
I think I muted myself. How do I unmute?
Oh, I'm on. I thought I muted myself, but I guess not. See, this is a little bit out of my comfort zone, this whole telephone call thing. I'm a little bit nervous in the beginning because I'm not used to standing in my living room and talking to 55 people, so this is a little different for me. So anyway, Nancy talked a little bit about it. I'm not sure if she did it on purpose, but what she was referring to is actually fear truth number three. And fear truth number three is the only way to feel better about yourself is to go out and do what you're fearful of. I'll say it again. The only way to feel better about yourself is to go out and do what you're fearful of. So here's what happens, and it, you know, refers to what she just said. A lot of us wait for increased confidence. We wait till we feel better about ourselves before we want to start to take action in spite of our fear. We wait till we have a little bit more product knowledge. We wait till we practice our word tracks a little bit more. We study our products. We work on our presentation. And we think that all of those things are actually going to increase our confidence level. But it's actually the opposite. The action is what increases our confidence. When you start to take action in spite of your fear, when you start to control your fear rather than letting your fear control you, that's when you start to feel better about yourself. It's at that moment. And some of you might be in a place right now in your business where you are, you're feeling sorry for yourself. And you might be waiting for this increased boost of confidence. Well, it's not going to come. It's just not going to happen. If you want that increased confidence, the answer is to take action and make the decision on day one tomorrow. Make the decision to take an action that will move your business forward. And when you do that, you'll be taking control of your business, you'll be taking control of your life, and as a result of that, you will feel much better about yourself. Okay, so let me move on to fear truth number four. Fear truth number four goes like this. Not only am I going to experience fear whenever I'm on unfamiliar territory, but so is everyone else. I'll say it again. Not only am I going to experience fear whenever I'm on unfamiliar territory, but so is everyone else. I remember when I read that, I found that to be a little bit of a relief because I think we all have this tendency to think when we look at successful people that, you know, they were never fearful or that they don't have to take action in spite of their fear and that they're all together and everything is all perfect. But it's just not that way. Whenever you're on unfamiliar ground, it doesn't matter what level you're at in your particular business. If you're in Mary Kay, there's certain fears that you know, are associated with being a consultant. There's certain fears that are associated with being director. And as you move on up the line, you're going to have to confront these different fears over and over and over again. But realize that it's not only you. So does everyone else. The fact that we're here, the fact that we're on this call with about 55 other people, says that you're not alone. We're all dealing with this. I still deal with it today in my business. I still deal with it every day. I have to go out and I have to confront my fears when I'm out and I'm selling. And I've been selling for 12 years. So just realize that you're not alone. I remember hearing a story or reading a story about Mariah Carey. She was at the Grammys and she was about to sing a duet with Michael Bolton. And that dates me a little bit. Michael Bolton. Y'all remember Michael Bolton? Anyway, they were about to sing this duet, and they're standing backstage, and Michael Bolton, who was the much older of the two, Mariah Carey was around 17 or 18, he said to Mariah Carey, he said, "Wow, I'm really nervous." And she wrote that she was absolutely shocked that Michael Bolton, who was a legend at that time, would actually be nervous. But the reason that he was nervous was because he had never sang on the Grammys before. So singing on the Grammys was a new event for him, and it created some fear. And when she realized that he was fearful, that actually relaxed her a little bit. So again, just realize that you're not alone. Look around. There's a lot of people that are in the same situation, so don't feel alone with that. Now, number five, I'm actually going to read this one because it's very wordy. It's quite a mouthful. So I want you all to have the chance to write this down. So I'm going to say it a few times, and it goes like this. Pushing through fear is less frightening than living with the underlying fear that comes from a feeling of helplessness. Let me say it again. Pushing through fear is less frightening than living with the underlying fear that comes from a feeling of helplessness. I'm going to go one more time. Pushing through fear is less frightening than living with the underlying fear that comes from a feeling of helplessness. Now, in my coaching experience, what I've run into over and over and over again, oftentimes when people hire a coach, they have allowed themselves to almost get to this point of desperation, where they've made this decision where they either have to start to take action and they have to change things in their business or in their life, or they have to move themselves out of business. So they're already at that point where they're feeling a little bit helpless. They're feeling like they're not in control of their business. They feel like everything is bad and that they don't have the ability and they don't have the control on their outcomes, and they just feel helpless. Now think about this. If you're in that spot, because you've been paralyzed by fear. Think about this. Wouldn't it be easier, starting tomorrow, to take a couple of actions, or even one action, that would move your business forward? Wouldn't it be easier to do that than to deal with what it is you're feeling right now? Wouldn't it be easier? And the truth is, it is. It's a lot easier. And I remember when I was going through that first year, when I was selling at Paychex, when I almost got fired, I'm going to talk a little bit about that shortly, that's exactly how I felt. I felt totally helpless. And the problem for me was that I was call reluctant. I was afraid to call on all the different centers of influence that I was supposed to be calling on. I was afraid to call on the CPAs and the bankers and the attorneys because I was intimidated by them. So just realize it's much easier to push through your fear than it is to deal with the fear that comes from feeling helpless. So that's the fifth. That's the last one of the fear truths. And I want to talk about one more thing. I want to talk a little bit more about my first year when I was selling it. For those of you that don't know, I sold for a company called Paychex here in Rochester, New York, and I was there for 10 years. And in the beginning of my career, I really struggled. But toward the end of my career, I was actually in the top 10% of all salespeople in the country for my particular industry. So I did really well. I was able to turn it around. But what I want you to do is the first thing I'm going to do is I'm actually going to explain the cycle that I was actually on in my first year. And I hope this helps some of you as consultants, some of you as directors. I promise you, I'm going to give you two cycles here, and I promise that your consultants or yourself, you're on one of these two cycles. You're either going to be on the cycle of fear or what I call the cycle of freedom. So let's do the cycle of fear first. What I want you to do is I want you to draw a circle on a piece of paper in front of you, and just imagine that it's a clock. All right, so on this first circle, this is the circle of fear or the cycle of fear. At the top of the circle, at 12 o'clock, I want you to write, just outside of the circle, write, feel sorry for yourself. So go ahead and do that. And then after you write that, I want you to head counterclockwise on your circle over to the 9 o'clock area. And I want you to write, you stop working. Or you could put in parentheses, avoidance behaviors. So stop working or avoidance behaviors are over at 9 o'clock. Now continue counterclockwise on the circle. Get down to 6 o'clock. And under 6 o'clock, I want you to write guilt/shame. So guilt and shame. now what you have is you have this circle in front of you, and at each, you know, different area, you know, around 90 degrees apart, you've got these different statements. So my first year in Paychex, I wasn't getting good results. I wasn't selling much. So I was at 12 o'clock. I was feeling sorry for myself. And as a result of the fact that I was feeling sorry for myself, I moved counterclockwise on the cycle. I stopped working. I started practicing more avoidance behaviors. And we all have avoidance behaviors. You all know what they are. You know, when you make that decision to, instead of work your business, you decide you want to sit down and you want to watch Oprah, or you decide you want to call your girlfriends or call your boyfriend, or you want to surf the internet, or you want to hop on Facebook. We all have those things that we do. So once I stopped working and I started exercising all those avoidance behaviors, that triggered, continued counterclockwise on the wheel, I felt guilty and I felt shameful because I wasn't working to my potential, and I knew it. So it made me feel extraordinary guilt. And then as a result of feeling that extraordinary guilt, continued counterclockwise on the wheel, that triggered negative self-talk. I started to say a lot of bad things in my mind. I started spinning this bad tape about my inability to produce results. I started to question whether I should have been there. I started to question my abilities. I just had a negative tape running in my head constantly. And what did that cause? Well, it caused me to continue counterclockwise on the wheel, caused me to feel more sorry for myself, which caused me to trigger more avoidance behaviors, which triggered more guilt and shame, which triggered more negative self-talk, which made me feel more sorry for myself, and it went around and around and around and around. And that cycle repeated itself over and over and over again. So I'm wondering if for some of you that sounds familiar. And if it does, I want you to pay attention to the next cycle. What I want you to do is I want you to draw another circle. And then at 12 o'clock on this circle, I want you to write, start working, or write, take action at 12 o'clock. And instead of going counterclockwise on this wheel, I want you to move clockwise. So now let's move clockwise to the right over to 3 o'clock. And at the 3 o'clock box, I want you to write, increased self-esteem and belief in yourself. So that's at 3 o'clock, increased self-esteem and belief in yourself. Now continue clockwise on the wheel, get down to 6 o'clock, and I want you to write empowerment. And then just continue further clockwise on the wheel, get to 9 o'clock, and write positive self-talk. Positive self-talk at 9 o'clock. So, in the first year when I was struggling, you can see the cycle I was on. Feeling sorry for myself, that triggered avoidance behaviors, which triggered guilt and shame, which triggered negative self-talk, which made me feel more sorry for myself, which triggered more avoidance behaviors, more guilt and shame, more negative self-talk, and around and around and around. What happened was the company I worked for gave me an ultimatum. They said, you have 60 days to produce a certain amount of revenue, and if I wasn't able to produce that revenue, I was fired. So I made the decision at that moment to start to take action. I said, you know what? I can't control my prospects. I can't control how people respond to me. I can't control the number of people that say yes. I can't control whether or not people show up when they book appointments. But the one thing I can control, actually there's three things that we can control. We can control the thoughts we think. We can control the images we visualize, and we can control the actions that we take. And you'll see as you go through the coaching system that those are the three different things that we talk about the most, those three items. So I decided to control what it was that I could control. Control your controllables. You can't control other people, but you can control the actions that you're taking. So what happened was I started working. So that's 12 o'clock. On the circle. As a result of starting to work and taking control of my business and taking control of my results, I was starting to say, you know what, I'm going to do this, I'm going to take these actions, I'm going to reward myself for taking action, and I'm going to feel good about it. So the end result was I moved over to 3 o'clock and started to get this increased self-esteem because all that action started to bring some results for me. So I started to get more belief in myself. So that moved me from 3 o'clock over to 6 o'clock. That gave me this sense of empowerment. It gave me this sense of control. I was like, I can do this. I can get better results. So I felt empowered. And as a result of that empowerment, that triggered a lot of positive self-talk. I started, again, it started to give me a lot of belief, and my inner conversation has now changed to one of, wow, I really can be good at this. I really can bring in the numbers that they're expecting. And then once that positive self-talk started, that made me want to work more, that increased my self-esteem more, that made me feel more empowered, that created more self-talk, and the cycle went around and around and around and around. And as it rolled, it just got bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger, like a snowball rolling down a hill. Now, the reason I put the cycle of fear counterclockwise is because that's how I feel about it. If you're on that cycle right now in your business, you're going backwards. I always have the opinion that we're either growing or we're dying. And if you're on that cycle, you're dying, in my opinion. And the only thing that you can do, the one thing that you can do to start to change that is to take action. Start working. That will break the cycle. It will break the cycle immediately because I promise you, regardless of the results, you will start to feel better about yourself. And then that will start to make you feel empowered. That will create a better inner self conversation that you have. And then the cycle will just continue to roll and to roll and to roll. And I can't tell you how many times I sat down with coaching clients and they are in that cycle of fear. And they're just going over and over and over and over again. And once it's pointed out to them, they go, wow. And then you just give them a simple solution. And if some of you are there, where you're at that point, and you are, you're feeling sorry for yourself, or you're not working to your potential, and you know that, and you're feeling a little bit guilty, you're feeling a little shameful for it, the cure for that is action. Start to set some very small but attainable goals for yourself on a daily basis. And again, don't make them result-based goals. Make them action-based. Make a decision. Maybe it's make 10 calls per day for 5 days, or approach 10 new people per day. Maybe it's 5 people. Maybe it's 1 person per day, depending on where you are. And I promise you that if you can maintain that level of commitment to yourself for a short period of time, you will start to build your self-esteem. And then once you feel better about yourself, you're triggering yourself and you're moving yourself into that powerful cycle where you can actually start to produce more and build your business. So that pretty much wraps it up for content. Should we open up the line for questions here? I think what we're going to... No, not here. We're not going to open up the line here for questions. I just asked the boss, and she said no. So, not yet. What we're going to do at this time is we're going to have Nancy talk a little bit about... She's going to talk about the workbook, a little bit about how to use the blog, 30 days. So I'm going to turn it over to Nancy.
Hello, I'm back. Can you tell we're a little bit new at this as far as doing these calls together? He and I are both, we've done teleclasses before, but separately. So we have the little logistic things that we're working out while doing this together, like muting and unmuting ourselves. I know there was an echo there in the beginning until we figured out how to mute our own lines. So anyways, I have maybe the less fun part of this call to do, but the oh-so-important part, which is the logistics part. I think if we open it up right now to questions and answers, we'd be on the phone till midnight because you probably have a lot of questions at this point. So what I want to direct you to is something called the OCR 30-Day Manual. You can either click on it, and it should open up in most new computers. You might have to right-click on it and save it as a file in another part of your computer. When you open this up, what you'll see is it's sort of like a diary or a journal for the 30 days. It's going to walk you through each day. And as I explain in the introduction of the manual, you will have working days and you will have free days. Since everybody works a different schedule, and you know your schedule is as diverse as you are. So some of you work part-time, some of you have other jobs, some people work on the weekends, some work evenings. So it was hard to set up the manual in a typical, you know, 5-day-a-week fashion. So this is what we did. We started the work days as days 1 through 5. And we created 2 free days that happen to fall on days 6 and 7, and then they fall the next week. That doesn't mean your free days have to follow that pattern where you work 5 days, you're on 5, and then you're off 2. Use the free days for whatever days you don't work your business. And then the days that you are working your business, you'll follow the regular pattern of day 1, day 2, day 3, day 4, day 5. Basically, whenever you have a free day and you don't work your business, jump to a free day in the manual and then use those exercises there. The next thing you'll see is the OCR 30-day tools. What this is a printout of all the tools that we covered in the Overcoming Call Reluctance workshop. Now, if you were at the workshop, this will be a great review for you. If you have yet to come to a workshop, this is going to be new information. So what we have is everything written out. We have examples of how to use the tools, and then we have blank worksheets for you to work through the tools yourself. Not only that, we didn't want to leave you on your own and having to read a lot, so Chris went ahead and he recorded audios for each of the tools. After that, what you're going to find is something called daily audios, and every day has three audios, and occasionally we throw in an extra bonus audio. And what those three audios contain for, you know, every day that you work the system, day one has an introduction audio from me, and basically I'm just saying good morning to you or good afternoon whenever you work your business, and walking you through that day of the program. I'm covering, you know, what's on that page, what it is that we're looking for, and maybe some extra information on how to push through the fear when you run into it. Day one, before sales call, that's what it's called, that's Chris recording himself out in the field before he makes the sales call. He talks about what his gremlin is saying. He talks about what stories he's spinning, why he's fearful. And then he mentions what tool he's going to use in order to combat that fear and make the call. Then when you see something that says day one after sales call, that's Chris recording what happened on his sales call. So like we said, we're both working this system alongside you. He's recording his experiences out in the field so you can see using the tools in action, and I'm walking you through the daily planner. I did want to share that while we got a jump start on this last month, Chris was out in the field, and he was calling me and telling me about these stories that he was spinning and then the successes that he was having. And I have to tell you, there were people in my business I wasn't calling, so I started to get a little frustrated and said, well, darn it, if he's going to work the program and have that kind of success, then I'm going to do the same thing. So I looked in my list of contacts at people I hadn't spoken to in a while, and I came across the name of two gentlemen who I had been referred to over a year ago. They were two separate business owners, but the same referral source. Well, I had contacted them, had good conversations with both of them, but both of them weren't ready to do work at the time. So I had followed up with them pretty regularly for about 5 or 6 months, and then, like most things, they dropped off my radar for the last 5 or 6 months as well. And so when I thought about calling them, I think the first thing that came to mind was embarrassment, because I hadn't talked to them in so long. You know, I kind of went, wow, our initial meeting was a year ago, and I haven't touched base in 6 months. It was everything from, are they even going to remember me, or are they going to think I'm crazy to be calling and wanting to do work with them now? But because I knew we were going to be working this system, I said, well, I'm going to have to, you know, push through my fear. So I did what I call the cop-out. I sent an email. To me, email is a cop-out because it's a safe way, but that was my first step. So I sent an email to both these gentlemen. Within a day, one of them called me back, and by the end of the next day, I had a signed contract on my desk to do work with his team. He was ready. It was the perfect time. He was like, let's go. And the second gentleman, same thing. He said that now is the time, you know, let's start small. So we did a couple phases of to the work. But basically, within, you know, a few days, I had two contracts in my consulting business simply because I reached out to people I hadn't talked to in 6 months. So just wanted to share that as an example of what can happen when you work this system. Like we said in the beginning and when we were marketing this, if you get one more client or one more customer in your business, this course is paid for itself. So that one phone call can also be a really huge customer, huge client, next business builder for you in your business. So here's what we would love for you to do. There's one piece that's not on this page, and that's the blogging. For people who are having great success in their business and pushing through their fears. And we want your stories. This isn't just about who has the highest, you know, sale, you know, by dollar, or who gets the most clients by the end of the month. It's not just a quantitative thing. You may be someone who's so terrified that you started your business 6 months ago and you haven't called anybody, not one person on your list. And you do it through this system. Well, that is a huge success, and we want to hear about it. It's definitely worthy of celebration. So let me tell you how to post on the blog. because that'll be important for this. If you go to our regular website, www.insightspps.com, there's tabs at the top, and about halfway across you'll see the word blog. When you click on blog, but then you can, if you look at the bottom of the post, there's always the ability to add a comment. You can either click on the word comments or it'll say add one. When you click on add one, it'll give you a space to put your name, to put your email, to put a website, but don't worry about it. If you don't have a website, it doesn't require it. Then you add in your comment, and then it'll ask you to enter a code, if you've ever seen those codes that kind of scramble a word, and then you have to write the code in just so they know that that you're not a spammer. Then you enter the comment section, and everybody can see your comments. So I think that's it as far as the logistics of the program.
So what I want to share with you really quickly, and this is something that I picked up, and for those of you that were at the seminar for Mary Kay, you heard this woman speak as well. And what she spoke about was she spoke about decisions. She spoke about the fact that we're not born winners or losers. We're born choosers. I'm going to say that again. We're not born winners or losers. We're born choosers. I want you to realize that from day to day, as you're working the system, you're going to be consistently faced with the decision as to whether or not you're going to work the program on that particular day or not. And just realize that I think one of my favorite quotes is that it's in our moments of decision that our destinies are made. I'm going to say it again. It's in our moments of decision that our destinies are made. Tony Robbins said that, and it's so true. So realize that during these different days, you're going to be forced with decisions. Work this program or not work this program. And if you make the decision not to work it, I don't want you to actually start beating yourself up, but just remember that it's those little choices that you make every day that are actually determining your particular level of success. What I'm asking and what Nancy's asking is for a lot of you to make the move, to make the jump between being interested and being committed to success. And if you want to know the true difference between being interested and being committed, I want you to think about some past relationships that you've had. Think about a person that you dated. Think about how you treated a person when you were interested in them. And now I want you to think about how you treated people when you were committed to them. What's the difference? Because I think when I'm doing coaching, what I run into a lot of people that are very interested in moving their business to the next level, but they're not necessarily committed. Because when you're interested, as soon as things start to get tough, you have a tendency to check out. Now, when you're committed, when things are tough, you find a way. And that's what we're asking you to do. For 30 days, make that move from being interested in building your business to being committed to building your business. Make a decision. When I say make a decision, I always tell the story about the general that had to fight the war. He had to fight a war on an island, and they actually had to take all the troops to the island on a ship. And what they did was when they got to the island where the battle was being fought, they unloaded all the troops, and then guess what they did? They burned the ships. They burned the ships. So those soldiers had a choice to make. They were either going to die on that island, or they were going to win the battle. So that's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about making a decision, an absolute 100%, 110% decision to move from being interested to being committed. So that's what I wanted to share.
Again, you can address any questions to our email or give us a call. We're always available by email to answer any questions that you have, even as you're working the system for the next 30 days. So we want to say good night to everybody. Have a great night.